Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
And how is your health? All right, people. We're talking about my health, your health Monday. And get this right. We're going to talk about it and write up some discussion. All right, but today we're getting into allergies. This is springtime, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got allergy sufferers out there. We're going to cover allergies today, you know what I'm saying? Some causes, effects, and see if we can come up with some solutions, you know what I'm saying, to help people, you know, get some more info that they might not have had, even though you might have been suffering from allergies for 30 years, you know what I'm saying? You might find out something new. All Mondays, My Health, Your Health news comes from www.webmd.com, and for your better health, better information. Or the www.webmd.com. And I want to send big ups to Ashwood and versus AWOL, the official battle that went down this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Real, real big, you know. And I'm posting the links as we speak. Not posting, I'm uploading the stuff as we speak. So it'll be just a second. And I got to upload a bunch of stuff to YouTube. And then we'll be getting it in. So, you know how I do here. You know what I'm saying? I welcome everybody. Then I get this thing. Oh, yeah.
Am I on?
All right, bro. What's going down, man? You the first one in the building. I ain't got no awards yet.
Hey, you know, did you open the chat room, man? Yep. Oh, it's loading now.
Yeah, I just opened it, yeah.
Yeah,
had a, man, I had a rough last weekend, yeah, that's why I had.
Alrighty, how many hours of sleep did you get?
Oh, no, it ain't hours of sleep, it's the lack of transportation to get around town.
Alright, well, I had a
myself. Yeah, so my damn transport on screwed up on the royal.
Your phone is cracking,
right? Hold on, kill it. Hold on, people. Let me try some good shit. The headset. Hold on, people. Better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, the other one, I don't know. I think it's the headset. That's just static as hell. I don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah,
awesome.
Man, so I had, you know, Friday, couldn't get no transport, Saturday, couldn't get, you know, everything was just down, man, just been down. But I've been trying to, you know, keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm back up in here. So, now, are you an allergy sufferer? You suffer from allergies?
No allergies, not that I know of.
Springtime don't mean nothing to you.
No, but I do have some friends who I have to take into the consideration. They have allergies to my cats and to dust and stuff, so sometimes I have to open the door for people and sometimes I have to keep it closed.
What? Damn. Yeah, well, yeah, because animals is a person's, allergy person's worst friend. Shit. And dogs is just the hair, plants, leaves, grass. A few allergies, boy. They got it, boy. They got it bad. Cause, damn, man. I had a friend of mine who suffered from allergies so bad, and it was to the point where she couldn't walk on grass.
Damn.
Like grass, period. As soon as she stepped on some grass, I mean, with shoes on and all, you know, she'd start coughing and shit, and then she just, I'm like, damn, what the hell's wrong with y'all?
I had a coworker. If he accidentally eat a peanut, he had to be rushed to the hospital, or else he would have gotten killed.
Yeah. People that can't eat peanut, or anything with peanut in it, you know what I'm saying, be having to wash themselves, because you know a lot of stuff be having peanuts in it, you know what I'm saying, or have some kind of peanut byproduct in it, and people don't be knowing that, and then they go and bite into it and wonder why the hell they swelling up.
Yeah, it was a relatively new product to the Netherlands. It was some kind of jelly beans, and they had peanuts in it, but he didn't know it, so he swallowed two. Yeah, he had to be rushed to the hospital very quickly.
Damn. That's fucked up. Here we go, allergies. Yeah, here we go. Shouts out to the Prophet Jackal coming up off in here, you know, some hanging out. And we're going to be getting into the allergies today, Father, because, you know, this is the... just the season for people to, you know, suffering heavily from allergy attacks. And then the people that are suffering from the allergy attacks is around you coughing their fucking head off and, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. And that's an allergy sufferer for you, people. So let me give you a little helpful info. This is coming from WebMD.com. And where it says, at least one out of every five Americans suffers from allergies. Common causes of allergy symptoms include food allergies, such as peanut allergy. First one on the map. Peanut allergy or milk allergy. That's kind of like being lactose intolerant, too. Just stay the fuck away from milk. And seasonal allergies resulting from grass, weed, tree pollen, or various molds. Cat allergies and dog allergies can also cause miserable symptoms such as itchy eyes, sneezing, nasal congestion, and wheezing. Allergic skin conditions can cause a rash and itchy skin. So that's what your cats and dogs are doing, people. Let's go on to, let's see here. Spring 2010 says it's the worst allergy season ever. Why would you say that? Okay, well, let's food allergies. You're going to go into a couple of these here. Food allergies and five myths debunked. Experts talk about the difference between food allergies, food sensitivity, and food intolerance. Apparently, there's a difference. How to tell a food allergy from an intolerance or sensitivity and what to do about it. Right. You ever heard somebody having a food tolerance? A food allergy? Or would that be peanuts?
Yeah, that would be peanuts.
Yeah, that'd just be, yeah, okay, so there you go.
Yeah, that wouldn't be peanuts, but they would be peanuts.
Yeah, or something with peanuts in it, you know. Peanut cake, peanut butter sandwich. Shit, that's food.
That's food.
Yeah, that's food. Nearly a third of people living in the U.S. believe they have a food allergy, according to a recent study published in the Who the Fuck Cares for the Mo Cares Association. Only 8% of children and less than 5% of adults have true food allergies. Why do many people think they have a food allergy when they don't? Probably because they watch too fucking much TV. Oh, my bad. Experts say it's because people don't understand what really constitutes a food allergy, and they often misuse the term. Unfortunately, the term allergy is sometimes used by the public or healthcare providers to describe any unpleasant experience patients have with eating food. And that is wrong, including feeling bad, says some doctor, MDMS. He worked on a study in the blah, 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 and is an assistant professor of medicine at the University of California School of Medicine. Linking food allergy with feeling bad causes confusion and can lead to people cutting out certain foods thinking they're allergic to them, when instead they may be missing out on delicious foods or risking nutritional deficiencies. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which funded the study, is working on guidelines to correct of the confusion over the diagnosis and management of food allergies. Okay, here's one myth. I'm allergic to foods that don't agree with me. Not necessarily. Some things you just ain't supposed to eat. Like me, liver. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
That's not on my to-eat list, and it's not going to agree with me now. True enough, I can eat it and probably won't get sick, but I might throw up self-consciously. You know what I'm saying?
Gagging, yeah.
Yeah, just good. George and Nuri. Big ups to Heavenly Angel, Prophet Jackal, Mr. Side Knight, of course. Everybody tuning into the show today. Let me get my porn music started back in. People. Gotta love good porn, people. Gotta love good porn. And, there we go. Okay, so a food allergy is a very specific immune system response involving either the immunoglobulin, immunoglobulin, some big long-ass word, shit, antibodies or T-cells, for motherfucking short. Both are immune system cells that react to a particular food protein, such as milk protein. In IgE, which is that big-ass immunoglobulin, some shit, IgE, reaction occurs within minutes to an hour or so of either smelling, touching, or ingesting a particular food. Now, that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like with peanut butter and shit like that, some people can't even smell peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can take the top off and then, that peanut butter, even the smell will make a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, blow out in the hives and shit. You know, so that's just like people, you know, with allergies trying to smell flowers. You know, same thing. You know, and that's what's going to set the attack off. The presence of the food triggers the immune system to overreact and interpret the food as harmful. Histamine is released, causing symptoms that range from mild to severe, including hives, itching, trouble breathing, wheezing, and anaphylaxia. And I know that when you're choking. Damn it. You're anaphiliac. That's when you're choking or some shit like that. Anyway, about 30,000 Americans per year go to the emergency room due to severe allergic reactions to food, and as many as 200 die every year from food allergies.
Damn.
According to the Food and Allergy and Anaspixia and some network, a non-IgE immune system reaction can occur within 3 to 4 hours of ingestion and can often be mistaken for food insensitivity, which I ain't never heard of that. What is food insensitivity? How can you, you insensitive to food? What, you beat the meat?
Well,
you've been so insensitive to your dinner, baby. Stop beating the meat. All right. Food insensitivity or food poisoning, which now one of them makes sense to be together. Poisoning and insensitivity is two different words, two different meanings. All right. But let the Division of Chief of Pediatric Allergy and Immunology at Duke University tell it. The biggest misunderstanding is that there are different types of food allergies. They're reproducible. The reactions are the same. Your can't eat cheese, feel sick, and claim a food allergy, but then turn around and enjoy ice cream and feel okay. Yeah, with a true food allergy, the trigger does not change, and the trigger will always set off the same immune system response. So, Sometimes, yeah, no, that is a true case. People be thinking, oh, man, my stomach's fucked up. I got to go and eat something else. So if you eat ice cream and you know damn well, you know what I'm saying? Because most people, well, I know at least most black folks, they say is lactose intolerant. So they say, I drink fucking milk. I don't drink a lot of it. You need to know what the fuck is in your milk. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink vitamin A, B, C, or D. Fuck all that shit. Anything that sits on the shelf and spoils on the goddamn shelf, people, that ain't something that you want to be keeping up in your refrigerator. I drink soy milk, you know what I'm saying? Regular flavored soy milk, none of that vanilla and all the other kind of shit, which I did an experiment, you know what I'm saying? And the damn milk, it lasts, and it tells you on the carton, you know what I'm saying? By the time you purchase it, you got a month to use that milk. People, I've done the experiment. You know what I'm saying? Every single day I went into the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? Well, I did a two-week, I believe like a two-week, because normally regular milk in 2 weeks will spoil if you keep going into the refrigerator, opening the closet, opening the closet, opening the closet, and you know what I'm saying, and not using it all the way up. Since then, it turns into cottage cheese. So I did the same shit. Open up the milk, you know what I'm saying? Close it back up. Next day, open up the milk. Just did this as a little experiment, comparing regular milk to soy milk, you know what I'm saying? Come to find out, the soy milk lasted. 2 weeks later, still had the same fresh smell as it did when I first bought it. You know what I'm saying? 3 weeks later, still had the same fresh smell, taste and everything. Now, you might be out there saying, like, damn, that sounds gross, but it actually is not. It's soy milk. Soy milk is made from natural beans. And it's not made from that shit that fucking cows produce it. So it's a lot more healthier. You know what I'm saying? So, got a couple little facts, man. You know what I'm saying? That's our overview. And next thing we're going to go into is some symptoms and types. And then after that, we got to diagnose and test. Diagnosis and test. We're going to go into a couple of tests. You can try this on people that, you know what I'm saying, may be around you. Some symptoms include sneezing, difficulty breathing, cramps, and vomiting. All the allergy symptoms, and we got some specific symptoms and warning signs. What are typical allergy symptoms? And we also going to go into a related website, severe allergy symptoms, you know, what know what to watch for. So the first is the types we're going to get into. You have a bunch of different types, which people might not have known about. First one is hay fever, which is also allergic. Rhinitis. Allergic rhinitis, also known as hay fever, is an allergic response to pollen or other microscopic substances. So we've all heard of hay fever before. And that's like one of the common things people get here. Hay fever, most likely hay fever hives, or somebody break out in the hives, which is the next one. Hives is Urticaria, U-R-T-I-C-A-R-I-A, which is find out what causes hives and how to treat them. Yeah, didn't tell us anything. Other one is poison ivy and plant allergies. Many people think poison ivy is contagious. Find out if that's true and the best way to prevent poison ivy and other plant allergies. Okay. Now I need to see something. I hear a lot of air. And you at home right now, son? Or you out and about?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. What did you say?
No, I'm just saying, are you out and about or are you at the house?
I'm in the house, but I have the doors wide open. The weather is fine the last couple of days.
Oh, okay. No, okay, that's what it is. Hold on. Let me see something. Nah, that's, I don't know, I hear some air and shit, I don't, it's like we sitting next to the goddamn seaboard or something, we're looking at pelicans and fucking wildlife, I don't know. Alright, well, it ain't you, it must be me.
How about
so,
this?
Yeah, it's me, for some reason this phone has got a lot of air in it.
All right, well, let me take a quick break, people, and I'm going to come right back at you and hit you up with another, some more info. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Smell of Prize. Apologies for Friday and Saturday show, you know what I'm saying? Thank everybody who came through to check it out. But had some, you know, business to take care of, transpo been down, and all this other kind of BS. You know, and that's just the way life goes, you know what I'm saying? So, it's all good. Get into one song from my dog Ashwood, who did the battle this weekend. Every Sunday, right here in Tampa, Florida, man, we're starting some new things on Sundays, which we got called the 813 Battles. You can go to youtube.com/813battles, and you'll be able to see all the, you know, all the head-to-head battles that we're doing. That's not necessarily freestyle or not necessarily written music, you know what I'm saying? It's all in how you want to battle, so check that out. Coming right back at you in just a second.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rap is trash, better turn up your swag. 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 Time to turn up your swag. Better turn up your swag. Nothing like it,
nope.
I move like Shaq. Huh, you're racing to the top, I'm like not too
fast.
The ladies love it, why you so mad?
Wow.
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yep.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yep.
Chilling in the west with my east coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Huh.
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my winner with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass.
Shit.
Shorty met me at the crib in a half.
Uh-huh.
No accident, kid, but she gon' crash.
Cool.
I confirm to her that I wanna smash.
Uh-huh.
Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass.
I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rap is trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit.
Yeah.
Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow,
blow.
Come sniff me.
Uh-huh.
Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, name Tipman. Rolling up the stick,
yeah.
Horny in the Vickers. Stay fresh, tilt the 59-50.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they're like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a dick. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up,
yup,
I can see it.
Yeah.
Don't you hit the city lock till I use a stick. Your shorty staring at my canary.
Hey,
this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math.
Got one more, we're gonna get into the Prophet Jackal. Come right back at you, y'all. Hold on, stay tuned. My Health, Your Health Monday. Right now, it starts to smell a prize.
Okay, I'm reloading!
We need to
activate.
Hey, man,
hey, who is this? Here comes the pain! minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. Fucker, the shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. How the fuck you get money with this minimal tribe? Use a fake motherfucker telling minimal lies. Saying you got the block lock with only minimal ties. Saying you run the block hot with only minimal dies. Your life ain't worth shit, it's like minimal lies. How the fuck you gonna rush me with this minimal guys? I get a motherfucking gun, they hear a million cries. You think you got coming when I cover the sky? Anyway, back to the minimal talk. You say you're fucking hot with only minimal spark. You ain't a dog, you a puppy with this minimal bark. You ain't a life for the party, keep it minimal talk. You know you ain't packing shit while you're gripping your dick. You're still shit, motherfucker, come and split your lip. You walk around with paper clips, you know, baby, the clip. We're an American's economy, that's just a dick. What the fuck, I just heard that you're ready your whip. So you rap about shit and you don't own this shit. Youngster, yo,
yo.
Youngsters, yo, okay, here. Why niggas even act that odd? When it's over like my gun shows on retard. Young nigga, no brain, I'm a retard. Rain hollers on your head like rain from God. Until you torture niggas, that's a no guard. Until you see my face, your ass are no guard. Unless it's drugs, it's a product supposed to me, it's garbage. Yo, pick up the pace of a pistol race. But I'm a winner, send my tools to kill my fucking nemesis. It's all the race without me, like I'm the genesis. I'm the man behind the gun, I make it fire clear. Fire nigga for his life, I'm the boss bitch. Leave a nigga topless like my cutlass. Cutlass to use and cut a nigga's hardness. Like a crack in my cage, hit the ball dick. PSP hit my clicks, so no star shit. Got a problem with living, I can solve it.
I got the automatic hanging like a dog leash. Perfect, so peace, good fire, and peace. I don't give a fuck if they call police. I don't like peace, or like I'm coming from where the winter's so cold. On the block, so hot, on the block, big cop. Come on, let me hear go. Looks like dreadlock. Yeah, I feel the cup, and I read on the dreadlock. Sick of kids running around like a champion. Just around to that nigga with a mask on. Grabbing you with no task on.
Ain't nothing
grabbing you when you're through with no mask on. I don't know what to be like, what to be like. Better see right, I'm a G-Rap. When the stuff gets cuffing, ain't no cuffing. Somebody's cuffing and I'm escaping nothing.
Yo, I'm setting jumping on these slippers around. They talk hard when a nigga ain't around. Yo, when it comes to a mix, the niggas come to jail. Y'all niggas really ain't real. You just tell them niggas that'll get your ass killed. Keep a fucking head in the freezer, that's real. Next time you in your mouth, man, the beat's gon' spill. Now I know you wanna keep it all back. Watch out, I got the name Jack. See the stories you tell from the movies you've seen. But I just record what I've seen from the crime scene. Check my record, homie, I ain't green. I've been hustling since I was 13. Ready to drop bombs and make cream. Logic entertainment, dog, that's my American dream. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual. Fucker, the shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual.
All right, real quick, man. Cause I got to take care of my allergy. You know what I'm saying? I got a smoking allergy, so we'll go get into one more Jackal, man. I'll come right back at you.
Raps shit to nephews and nieces.
fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps. That you got within your boundaries from tons of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through your radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and it falls so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. There's some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go!
Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop, homie, and it falls so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yeah!
This is where they die!
Who takes the time to touch the minds and hearts of the fans with a song? Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and time, he's winning minds of every page. Understands the common man, that's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and haters afraid? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Words with your favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the field so they can see I'm a truth. Don't need to be a dead poet. I don't flow for dope. See, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta in Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to touch every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, time's a-wasting. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man and be heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's feeling like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies if you think their poems to rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic at the time and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to lift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
This is where we smoke. Oh.
I'm putting on air. I'm walking on clouds. I don't exercise.
I don't care. Pompous.
I pay top dollar for these incredible high-technology polyester shoes to walk around the mall and shop for more sports equipment I won't play sports in.
Pompous.
I need to get more from life. Much more. I need to get high. Really high. High on air. Oh, yeah. These Airish shoes really pump up.
That's right. You can now buy some air. The science of sports and marketing results in a shoe that pumps. Sounds silly to you? What if we told you that Air's Pump Up would improve your game by 300%?
But I don't have a game.
You gotta have a game. Be a winner.
Pump up and slam dunk.
Oh, yeah.
God, the size of your shoes.
You'll shave seconds off your personal best.
Oh, yeah. You mean I can whack off even more times a day?
Absolutely. Probably 5 times more. Because you'll be walking on air. You'll feel so much more athletic after pumping up your shoes, you'll automatically lose weight and feel high-tech. Just like the sports stars. You are a star.
Now you're a winner with Air in his shoes.
Now I can reach for the stars. I've pumped up my ego.
Pump it up with Eric.
Get your game on with Eris Pump Up Shoes. You can get them at any shoe palace near you, or you can find them at Mervyn's. Exclusives just for you.
All right. All right. There you go. Yeah, let's get this thing on back started, man. And today is My Health, Your Health Monday. You're riding out on the Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. WDGE Radio, Regular Game Radio, with your host, Captain Smell. So good. I want to give shouts out to BJM, Call Mason. Yeah, that's not for blowjobs. Must call Mason either, people. y'all got to watch. You got to watch how you shorten your names, people. Yeah. Easy Rider came on the show right now. You would be catching hell there, BJ. You would be catching hell. Hey. Welcome to the show, though. You know what I'm saying? All the people out there at work, you know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for holding it down and taking this time out to slack off, you know what I'm saying, and listen to the show. Yeah. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. We're focusing on, the different types of allergies people might be suffering from. This information comes to you from www.webmd.com. If you'd like to go on and check it out, click on allergies. And then you can go down to the types of allergies. And, yeah. Okay, check this out. The second, third, fourth, fifth one we own is poison ivy and plant allergies. Many people think poison ivy is contagious. Find out if that's true. And the best way to prevent poison ivy and other plant allergies. What is that? Okay.
bee sting allergy. I got stung one of those, but all they did was make my goddamn ear swell up. Man, that shit hurting like a motherfucker. Normal reaction to a bee sting is different from a bee sting allergy. And basically, do you know the difference? And one difference is, shit, what that, hell, that old Danny, it was an old movie with Danny Glover and, fuck is that white dude's name? I forgot the white dude's name. But the white dude, you know what I'm saying, he ended up getting stung by a fucking bee on his nose. Goddamn bee landing on his nose. And stung, man, I mean, his whole entire body from his feet to his head swole up. I mean, he looked like an inflatable sumo suit or something. I don't know. Yeah, something ain't right. It's either me or you. One of the two. I hear that suck. But I hear it sound like we both.
That's not me.
Huh?
It's you, I guess.
I guess so. No, sir, that's you with your damn door. But you're muted right now. Anybody hear any air? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, no, that is me. God damn it. Fucking raggedy phones, man. Yeah, man. Can't even fucking buy a good phone these days. What kind of shit is that? See? Oh, I have to switch up whole phones and everything, so, y'all got to bear with me, people. All right, here we go. I gotta switch my phone up real quick. Y'all hold on.
Money never enough, but when I'm working, yeah, I know it's baby and honey. The only time you happy when your pocket's full of my money. Think I'm a dummy to sunshine, and I've seen it before. And every time we have an argument, you get.
All right, I'm back, people. I'm back right after this song. Out, some fuck.
You want a crowd? If not for the bread, would you know a nigga? I don't think so, because if I didn't have none, I wouldn't have a say so. Money, brain, bitches, and whole streets and lies. All I see is dirty foot, shanks, and balls.
If it's a dollar bill, that's just like a vibe.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
who you wouldn't stop it?
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
Is it the fly kid that you see me rocking?
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big, by the hoe, you wouldn't stop it?
But that's just how it is with your gold digging asshole.
When I first met you, bitch, you was riding a bus. I put some change in your pocket, now you fighting, you fuss. Can't think about yourself, hope what happened to us. Now I got to watch my back, cause you hard to trust. I sold you nothing but some love, you put my dick in the dust. This funny feeling in my stomach, I feel like it's disgust. I let you hold the keys to my whip, you damaged my truck. And when you brung my shit back, my rims was bent up. You told them little bars you was yours, bitch, you stunt too much. You's a greedy ass bitch, hope you fuck me up. That's why a bitch is a hoe, and a hoe is a slut. That's why I'm always sleeping with my dick in their gut.
Is it the dollar bill that you like about me?
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Is it the fly kid that you see me rocking?
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big by the
hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
My half things done changed. I got honey giving me brains, and I don't know their name. Now that I got some change.
Is it a dollar bill that you like about me?
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Is it the fly kid that you see me rocking?
pocket. Or is it that you see your girlfriend jockeying? And if it wasn't big, might have hold you in the stocking.
But that chip side is with your gold digging assholes.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is with y'all little stank ass.
It's official smoke break, people. Official smoke break before we come back. Yeah, I know the shit sounds like I got my head in a fucking vacuum bag or something. Yeah, I already know. We're gonna work through it, people. We're gonna work through and throw these goddamn phones out the window. And do some big shit. Coming right back at you.
Give it right back to me. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't Cheryl. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories, all I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.
That we've been together through calm and stormy weather, yeah. I'll stay by your side when we've had no money or even no place to leave, yeah. Through all this, not once have I heard you say, baby, just thank you. Baby, I love you for you. You just think it's a woman's job to cook and clean. You just need to stop and hear what I have to say. You don't appreciate me.
You don't appreciate
me. No.
People, we it being Mr. Sign now back up, checking out something on Facebook. You're not signed up to Facebook. Some things you will have to be signed up on in order to be able to check out, you know what I'm saying, different things. And I'm on Facebook, provided by Heavenly Angel, a video which was posted by some guy. Which, this is a video that some may be shocked after watching, but I guarantee that the content in this video is indeed accurate. It also reaffirms a lot I explained on the 18th on my note. The global catastrophe trail tears Gulf of Oil disaster. Man, this shit happened 25 fucking years ago, people. Man, it ain't nothing else you can tell, but this shit happened 25 years ago. But let's see what the fuck they talking about anyway. Turn my audio up.
Thank you.
The well had been purposefully set off. The well had been purposefully set off in order to change an offshore drilling decision.
No, he didn't say that, Robert. Michael Brown never said the administration deliberately set off the leak. Not once, not ever.
There seems to be an airflow out of the Gulf of Mexico of moisture flowing up over from the middle to the probably over almost to the Carolinas, flowing up all the way towards New York. This is not good either, because this would carry the threat, you know, the air threat of petroleum and,
yeah,
and gases.
Well, eventually, if people start getting sick, then the government, reluctantly, I'll put that in quotes, would start moving people off the coast. Now, I have a very nasty conspiratorial mind.
Yeah, sir, but you may be correct. I mean,
I'm beginning to wonder. this isn't a false flag.
Well, you remember John Moore and his naval information.
Yeah, they
and
were
at one point in time, which we've already passed, by the way, according to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you did an interview with him, they were going to mandate movement from the coast.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes. It's interesting that the bots say that the damage is done. They were talking about hurricanes. Well, this is oil volcano, so they mentioned volcanoes. So let's put it into that category, that the damages incurred would not reach the amount of money required to move people, relocations. It's right there in the bots that there would be massive relocations.
Right.
So then John Moore, now let's take the conspiratorial mind, a false flag. This was done with absolute precision as to its timing.
There's no doubt about it, even from the fact that this crew that showed up on that rig, nobody knew any of them.
Yeah, so what's that about?
Exactly.
Okay, so they do a false flag.
This shit happened in June 3rd, 1979. They already did this shit before. You know what I'm saying? So
it has a cover to get people off the coast. It's like John Moore said.
Well, listen, this one event, you know, they've been, you know, of course, they say they're siphoning a little bit of that oil off now, except the fact that, you know, this could cover all the way from western Florida all the way over to Texas or down to Mexico almost, and then again, it could also be reported as going around and up the East Coast.
Well,
the land area on the coast to be evacuated would be unbelievable.
It appears as if our worst nightmare when it comes to the oil slick is coming true. The oil slick has drifted into that loop current, that current of water that flows north through the central Gulf of Mexico, now picking up oil, and then back over towards the Florida Straits, the Keys, and even over towards the Gulf Stream waters, which flow right across.
It don't make no sense to me, though. The water goes round and round and round and fucking round. You feel me? So, I mean, all right. So, I need to get on the phone, call his goddamn lawyer back up. That's what I need to do. Welcome, Pamela. And what we're listening to right now is a video. And if you don't have the link, you know what I'm saying, I'll redrop the link, but you have to be signed up on Facebook in order to check it out. Or you probably type in Aaron McCollum, McCollum, and you can probably find out the video he posted. And this is what you're listening to.
Southeast Florida impacting Miami-Dade by early in June, even sitting right across the Palm Beaches. The bottom line is we're going to have to watch this very, very closely because now that the oil is in the loop current, it is something that now impacts all of us. This wasn't just seen. We were seeing heavy oil.
Man, the shit been impacting all of us.
This video was shot by the local parish government in South Pass. When we tried to reach the beach, seen here and covered in oil, a boat of BP contractors with two Coast Guard officers on board told us to turn around under threat of arrest. We spoke to Coast Guard officials today. They say they're looking into it.
Just in the last
imagine that fuck shit.
36 hours, people that I count on when the information begins to roll and I need to confirm it, five different areas, geographical areas of the United States, one in central Colorado, one in central Illinois, north central Ohio, eastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin area, and upstate New York. I rely on these folks to give me the information that just will confirm or reconfirm for me what I'm hearing from one area, and they're fairly widespread. And basically what it comes down to is this. These agencies, and they're just a few, but these agencies have seen the greatest expansion of training. They're ramping up this training in service training, a lot of overtime, a lot of extra time being dedicated to this. In some cases, the most training that they've done in the past 2 years has been dropping down on them
from state and federal agencies saying, look, you've got to perfect your plans, your protocols in these areas. And there are two areas specifically mentioned that have connections to these five areas. Now, there are other areas. I just simply didn't have the time to check. But number one, Hawk, is the scenario that they have had to deal with, plan for, and then execute their response for dealing with large numbers of displaced people. Now, look, we've talked many times about the potential for roadblocks and shutting down the traffic grids because of some biological or other reason, nuclear perhaps, but in this case, it was displaced people specifically, and that's the word that was used, who are considered to be refugees from various states. They've been caught on the ground, having flown in or traveled in. And what do you do with tens of thousands of refugees in a greater metropolitan area, perhaps Minneapolis, perhaps Bloomington, Decatur, Illinois area, Lima, Tip City, Ohio? You know, we're talking just about off the map here. And what do you do with those folks? How are you going to handle them? And that was the one scenario, and why that particular scenario? I mean, it
essentially what was on the platform was 10 men from Blackwater. They rigged the entire platform and blew it. The reason being is the only way to prevent Dutch Royal Shell from having the rights on that Dane was to eliminate the platform and create a catastrophe that would negate their drilling rights. So they literally, Halliburton literally, intentionally demolitioned the platform.
That's what I thought happened the entire time, and all of my family and friends were arguing with me on Facebook about it, saying, "Oh, well, you know, you're just crazy, you know. That if something happened with Halliburton, they'll catch them. Don't worry about it, you know."
No, they won't. The reason they won't, and you're completely right. You're completely right that Halliburton did this. Very internal sources that have all backed this up. The reason they won't catch them is because in order to go after the only people who would be able to lay a claim against Halliburton would be BP. And if BP was to do that, people would discover the fact that, well, they already have, the fact that a lot of oil is leaking out of there, causing tectonic plate shifts.
More and more stories about sick fishermen are beginning to surface. They're out in the Gulf, many of them all day, every day, working to clean up the spill. Many blame the chemicals BP is using. One fisherman told me tonight he felt like he was going to die over the weekend.
I mean, I've been up coughing up stuff. If your lungs fill up.
Gary Burris is a longtime fisherman who has worked across the Gulf Coast. He says he woke up Sunday night feeling drugged and disoriented.
It's like a sniffing gasoline or something.
That's why I say, you motherfucker, better stock up on your goddamn water. Bitches ain't believing me. Shitting me. I ain't trying to cause no panic, but your ass better wake up. If you don't think they motherfucking poison in your water, shitting me. Two separate water supplies, but what one thing is all connected, you know what I'm saying, is water. It's still all connected. It still all comes from one source. And if that shit keeps traveling like it is, all right. Knowing. Okay, so he's saying that in the movie Knowing.
Almost the same scene, yeah.
Yeah, Thompson burned for 3 hours before it was extinguished. The TV news report in the movie, indeed, it came in reality April 20th. October 15th. Yeah, well, they always say every movie that you read has 95% truth to it before it gets produced. Yeah. All right. Well, if you click on that one link, Ixtox 1 is the first was the first oil spill that happened in 1979. And that was the so-called second largest one in history, you know what I'm saying? But that was over 25 years ago. It took 290 days to cap it, and it happened in the exact same place, and it happened with the exact same equipment, a semi-submersible platform, you know what I'm saying? The Sodeco 135, which that probably has some kind of symbolic meaning and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, with these crooked motherfuckers anyways. Where it still says the same thing. And then I'm reading this from the Ixtox 1 oil spill, not the current oil spill. The well suffered a blowout and is recognized as the second largest oil spill and the largest accidental spill in history. Yeah. It was drilling at about 1.9 miles deep. When the drilling rig lost drilling mud circulation. Yeah, this is what it says. The hydrocarbons, the pressure in the formation allowed hydrocarbons to fill the well column, blowing out the well. The hydrocarbons caught fire, and Sodeco 135 burned and collapsed into the sea. Yeah. At that time of the accident, Sodeco 135 was drilling at a depth of about 3,600 meters, 11,800 feet below the seafloor. Now, they're currently drilling at 5,000 feet below the sea level, which is half the distance what they did 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And 25 years ago, at that depth, it spilled out over 3 million barrels by the time they got it capped. Now, at the depth that they're at, they're not even saying, you know what I'm saying, how much they don't know how much is actually kicking out. You know, everything that I'm reading right now, if you go into the current headlines, you will see these exact same lying-ass words. Talking about this, the flow cannot be stopped by activating shear rams containing the blowout preventer. Everybody's been hearing that in the news. The blowout preventer went bad. These rams are designed to sever and seal off the well on the ocean floor. However, in this case, drill collars have been brought in with BOP, and the BOP rams were not able to sever the thick steel walls of the drill. So that means, you know what I'm saying, y'all intentionally brought in and put walls in place because you knew the walls were going to be too thick. You know what I'm saying? Even if these motherfuckers did activate. So, you know, I don't believe in no motherfucking conspiracy theory. I believe it's just motherfuckers out there that's doing crooked shit. You know what I'm saying? And we in the midst of it. But if you look at the United States, as far as the United States is concerned, man, we ain't nothing but a big-ass motherfucking island surrounded by water anyways. I mean, when you look at that old movie called The Island, where everybody was stuck on the goddamn prison and the nukes was about to hit and blow that motherfucker out the damn water, well, yeah, look on the map, and that's how the United States is, you know what I'm saying? We ain't nothing surrounded by a bunch of fucking water. But, like I say, there were also countermeasures, you know what I'm saying? So there's no sense in for them motherfuckers talking about something they can't cap the shit. You know what I'm saying? They did cap it, you know? And they had training. August 8th, the United States Fish and Wildlife Service began training volunteers for handling. We know that because they do that now. Let's see. Species suffering the most incidents of oil were the royal terns, blue-faced boobies, sanderlings, willets, piping plovers, black-bellied plovers, and snowy plovers suffered oiling to their feathers, while great blue herons, black-crowned night herons, knotty terns, cattle egrets, and snowy egrets had tarred feet. And that's how the wildlife was affected. And they did the same shit. PMEX, this is back in the day, but you have to look up PMEX. It was probably BP. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, 25 years later, it's BP. Contracted Conair Aviation to spray the chemical dispersant Corex 9527 on the oil. A total of 493 aerial missions were flown, treating 1,100 square miles of oil slick. Dispersants were not used in the U.S. Area of the spill because of the dispersant's inability to treat weathered oil. Eventually, the OSC requested that Mexico stop using dispersants north of 25 degrees north, wherever the hell that might be. This is done to placement of skimmers and boomers. Sealed with sand. There you go. Impacts of the oil to the barrier beaches were ranked as second in importance to protecting inlets to the bays and lagoons. This was done with the placement of skimmers and booms. Efforts were concentrated on the Brazos-San Diego Pass, which you'll probably start hearing all of these names pop up in the headlines. Brazos-San Diego Pass, Port Mansfield Channel, Aransas Pass, and Cedar Bayou. With some of these names, you know what I'm saying? I believe they just said something about Cedar Bayou, which during the course of the spill was sealed with sand. Economically and environmentally sensitive barriers, island beaches were cleaned daily. Laborers used rakes and shovels to clean the beaches rather than heavier equipment, which removed too much sand. Ultimately, 71,500 barrels of oil impacted 162 miles of beaches, and over 10,000 cubic yards of oil material were removed. So, but what they did, they pumped oil into the well. You know what I'm saying? They kept doing that, which they talking about some reduced the flow to 20,000 barrels per day. And then early, and this is in 1979, early in August, the pumping of nearly 100,000 steel, iron, and lead balls into the well reduced the flow to 10,000 barrels per day. The Mexican authorities also drilled two relief wells into the main well to lower the pressure of the blowout. Pemex claimed that half of the released oil burned when it reached the surface, a third of it evaporated, and the rest was contained or dispersed. It ain't no fucking way you can say all that. It's no fucking way you can say that you burned, and you know, like I said last time, though, burning off oil does what? If anybody wants to see what happens when you burn off oil, burn, go and just buy a six pack of anything, take the little plastic and burn it and put it to your nose and see if you like the smell and see the effects of it. Same exact thing. This is the same exact thing, you know. Yeah, now this happened to Texas back in the days. You know, yeah, it covered over 162 miles of Texas beaches. You know what I'm saying? And it's dumbfounding to me how nobody knew about this. Because I even called BP. I called Transocean. I've called pretty much all of these so-called top-name people, including the EPC right here in Hillsborough County, and nobody has heard of this spill. Nobody's ever heard of this spill before. That's crazy. That is crazy. With all the fucking bloggers that you have on the internet, nobody has busted this out into the fucking headlines, it seems, besides my motherfucking self. Which I've been talking about this for, what, fucking 2 months now since this shit's been going on? Since conception of this shit's going on. You know, and I've sent this out to all the local TV show, Bathing News 9, Channel 10, I've even sent it to Channel 10 in Texas. You know what I'm saying? The same exact report right here. You know, I've sent the Wikipedia little version of it, and then I've also sent the countermeasures. That's the countermeasures. Anybody want to look at the countermeasures? And there you go. I mean, but I'm talking about presidents, people. I ain't talking about just regular, you know, customer service. We talked to the president of these companies, and nobody heard of these people. And nobody heard of this news. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. So, all right. I wanted to call fucking, what's his name, too. So, we're going to do that, but first, you know, we got to take a calls for the pause. Pause for the calls, and y'all some other real news. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. And, yeah. Take a break from that. Piss you off news right there and try to get a little nutty news into your life for a minute. Even though this is the nuttiest news of the day right here. Poison in your water, people. Poison in the water. And what kills me is why does in the United States this motherfucking seal the bitch they got down south? Why are you waiting on another motherfucker to take care of the problem? Bitch, it's affecting your waters. It's not affecting British waters. You know what I'm saying? BP is British Petroleum. Has nothing to do with Britain. Britain is chilling like a motherfucker and watching all this on the news. Just like cyanide and Alexander. This is not affecting them. You know what I'm saying? Not directly. You know, you might feel it in the seafood. You know, shit. Million motherfucking days down the lines and shit. But right now, people, I stay right here in Tampa, Florida. So that shit is surrounding me. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, I'm wondering why the boaters and stuff have been kicking up, going out. Because this is going to affect all the way down to people who just on recreational. Just as your recreational. They pay, the people that stay in my complex, they pay to take their boats out into the bay, you know what I'm saying, and float around in the bay, take their families out, check out the water. But you have to see the impact on this now. Now that this big oil slick has done found itself coming all the way curving around into our keys and stuff, that's going to stop boaters from even being able to take those little punk-ass motor boats, you know what I'm saying, with the little sissy engines, and go out into the water. So now all these boats are going to have to sit, you know what I'm saying, sit into the water, not be able to move, you know what I'm saying, and all these people still got to pay dues, you know, each year to keep, you know, maintenance dues and all this kind of shit on their boats, but then they can't use the damn boats. Tourism, your wildlife, seafood, I mean, come on, people. Man, shit. Like I say, saying it's pretty wild, man. That's why I'm going back to Africa, people. Hey, next show will be done in Africa. Fucking right. Keep telling everybody. But hey, let's go ahead and get into a little something else, people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the nutty news of the day. All right, nutty news of the day is brought to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world, and I mean the world. You know what I'm saying? So let's start this thing off in Bellevue. Bellevue, where Krispy Kremes are used to lure bear. Yeah, neighborhood. That's what I'm talking about. Good old Smokey. Yeah, using maple syrup and day-old Krispy Kreme donuts as bait. State wildlife officials are trying to trap a young bear that's been roaming a Bellevue neighborhood, getting in the garbage and just generally causing trouble. The bear is about 70 to 80 pounds and has been knocking over garbage and said getting into bird feeders in the neighborhood. And apparently these dumbasses have never heard of tranquilizers. Yeah. We'll just feed the bear. Y'all some assholes. Yeah.
It will bring more. Take the sign. Hey, they got food there. Let's go.
Take the sign. And they got coffee and donuts. Hey, let's go over here to Pakistan, man, where a British family is killed over arranged marriage. It sounds deranged to me. Yeah. Three members of a British family visiting Pakistan were shot dead. Damn. By their relatives in a dispute over an arranged marriage between cousins. And, yeah, you should be shot.
Did you say cousins?
Into your family. Huh?
Did you say cousins?
Yeah, trying to marry the cousins.
God damn.
You know, if you know that's your cousin, you know what I'm saying? If you know that's your cousin, people, come on. I mean, now, if it's a fifth, sixth, eighth cousin, you know what I'm saying, and you just happen to get married and you come to the damn world, then, okay, now you fucked up. But, anyways, Muhammad Youssef, 51, his wife, Parviz, 49, and their daughter, damn, Tania, 23, from Nelson in Lancashire, were killed in the eastern city of Gujarat when tensions over the breakdown of the marriage between their eldest son and their niece ended in tragedy. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers take marriage serious than a motherfucker. Damn.
Till that do a spot. I think they took that literally.
And they ain't even got married yet. Damn. All right, let's go on over here to Mobile, Alabama, off all you religious freaks. Evangelist gets life for killing wife and putting the body in the freezer. Yeah, that deserved that one. The hell is wrong with this dude? And hola, mi amigo, Jaime Garcia. Ay, pow, pow. Oh. My bad. You know, I mix Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican. I mix it all up. You know what I'm saying? I mix it all up. All right. An Alabama evangelist who authorities say terrorized his family while preaching at revivals has been sentenced to life plus 51 years in prison after being convicted of killing his wife and storing her body in a home freezer. Circuit Judge John Lockett imposed a sentence on Anthony Hopkins, 39, who showed no remorse during the proceeding. He got the maximum sentence of life for murder and additional time for convictions including sodomy and sexual abuse. I know you weren't fucking your wife. You was taking cold pussy out the freezer and having us wait with it.
Luckily, I already eaten, Smelly. Thank you for that.
My bad. You eating right now. Hey, brother.
No. I already did. Luckily for me.
There's nothing. My bad, people. Let me warn you.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Okay. Just to let everybody know. And this is on behalf of the wife, just as cold as he did.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
I know you want to say that to him, so you know I went ahead and took the liberty of spraying the guy for you. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells on the call on the 34th Shelton Street.
That's real. That's real now. I got all that. You know what I'm saying? Candy and all that. Check me out on YouTube. Okay, if you don't like it, back the fuck up. Alright, we're in Yorktown. Yorktown Heights, New York. Where Viagra may be linked to hearing. I've had fever. Viagra may be linked to hearing loss.
Say what?
Oh, man. It's the little blue pill that works wonders for the sex life. Yeah, keeps the yang up. But does taking Viagra increase the risk of hearing loss? A new study is raising concern about a troubling side effect from Viagra and similar drugs. Hearing expert Dr. Scott Messenger has learned to ask men of a certain age a certain question when they report sudden hearing loss. Yeah, did she scream in your ear? You know them old ears ain't used to loud noise. Oh yeah, give it to me, old daddy. Oh, sorry about that, people. Didn't mean to go there on you. All right, let's go ahead to Fort Worth, Texas. Shouts out to Pamela. We're in your backyard, lady. Where man faked his way into the U.S. Army. Wow. Okay, somebody took my commercial a little too seriously. yeah. I'll be... Where the hell is my damn military commercial at? Where is it at? Okay. Before I read this article, I would like to play something for you.
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
And with that being said, a Texas man with no military experience tricked the Army into letting him enter a reserve unit as a non-commissioned officer earlier this year, a deception that placed an untrained soldier in a leadership position in a time of war. The revelation comes just months after the Army drew criticism for failing to flag the suspicious activities of the Army psychiatrist now charged with killing 13 and wounding dozens of others at Fort Hood. Right. How do you... That's like breaking into jail and shit. How do you sneak into jail? Okay, somebody's been hitting a little...
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice-cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up. Every time I hear that, I'd be feeling like I got an afro and some goddamn Stacey Adams on. I'd be feeling a real throwback. And if anybody remember what the hell some damn Thunderbird is, yeah, you just as old too, goddammit. All right, man. Let's get some old theme music going on. How about old Mr. Thong? Uh-oh. That's the way you do the music with your pumps and your bumps on. You know what I'm saying? We in California, man. Has anybody out there taken your census? Okay, if you haven't taken your census, people, I just read a woman was attacked by a dog by the census taker. Okay, these people ain't just sending out no regular little dorky 100-pound dudes to come and take some damn census. Alright? They're sending some heavyweights to your doors, people. So if your ass didn't go in and just lie like everybody else do and Christmas tree the shit and send it back in, they're going to come to your door and expecting the real answer. And I say that to say that police kill a woman who refused to answer census questions. Right. A woman was shot by two police officers in South Yuba City after she approached them with a shotgun and refused to put down her weapon. Oh, well, they fucked up my whole damn shit. Victoria Helen Roger Vaselin, goddamn. I would have shot you too, that long-ass name. My bad. 67 was shot by two Yuba City officers and pronounced dead at the scene.
Police were called to the 700 block of Mariner Loop after a census worker was confronted by residents who pointed a firearm at the worker and said they would not answer any questions.
Damn. Get your ass out of my motherfucking neighborhood.
But see, this all comes from, you know, elderly people getting their houses kicked in, man. This is the only time when super scams kick up. You got all kind of people at people's doors talking about they census workers, you know what I'm saying? And then they come into your house and rob you and shit. So, duh, government, you know what I'm saying? You, shit, just because a motherfucker's walking around with a goddamn white polo shirt on and a sticker that says, hi, my name is Chad, I'm a census worker, and he got some fake-ass papers in his hand, shit, me. Don't come to my door with it. I already Christmas treed anyway. Yeah. Okay. Not gonna go there. Philadelphia. Disabled man's his wheelchair and dog stolen. How the hell you do that? God damn. Police are searching for the heartless thief who stole a wheelchair and a dog from a man who suffers from cerebral palsy. So, damn, that's fucked up. Warren Lloyd parked his motorized wheelchair outside the Yaskar Mini Market and went inside to get a sandwich. His dog was in a carrying case on the back of the wheelchair. In the time it took Lloyd to go inside and pay for his food, the thief struck and made off with Lloyd's wheelchair and his dog. Damn, that's fucked up, people. Yeah, I gotta give him one for that one, man. Give him one for that one. I think I'll give him Chevy for that one, man. Yeah, cause that was kind of fucked up, people. Where's my insults? Gotta insult this guy real quick, people. Excuse me real quick. As I insult this
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And that was still mild.
Nah?
I said that was still mild. You'd be
yeah,
nice
yeah,
to the guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm fucking. Yeah, he gets a double whammy, just for that one. How about that? We give him a double whammy. You get a triple whammy. We're gonna have to give you the double whammy plus the award, which we've never done that before on the show. We've never hit anybody with a double whammy plus an award. But this guy gets it, you know what I'm saying? He's stealing from the fucking head.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And your award, sir. Mother, son of a... Give him an award. Oh, sorry.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
All right, people. You have just heard history in the breaking right there, okay? We've never done that before, but that was legendary right there. That was legendary. Wow. High five to you, Si. High five.
Behind you 100% on this one.
Hey, man, just to let y'all know, this is My Health, Your Health Monday. Each and every Monday, we go into different health topics, you know what I'm saying? We discuss different health issues, you know what I'm saying? And try to, you know, find different ways to get over it, help somebody else, help themselves. And we're talking about allergies today. We broke that up. So if you missed any part of this show, please go back and check out the archive, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. And, yeah, over here in Sicily, that's too funny for me, Sicily. Pink Hitler posters provoke fury. I wonder why. The 18-foot, damn, the 18-foot high posters of the Nazi leader advertise a line of clothing for young people.
What?
Right. And adorn street corners and bus stops in Palermo, Sicily's biggest city. The ad showed the Führer in a lurid pink uniform with his swastika armband replaced with one bearing a bright red heart above the slogan, "Change style, don't follow your leader." Oh man, alright, I get you that one. Damn, I get you that one. Alright, that was fun. Let's go over here to Boston. JetBlue's back in the headlines again for JetBlue pilot threatens suicide. Yeah. A JetBlue pilot was pulled from a flight at Logan Airport just an hour before takeoff after he allegedly threatened to kill himself in a spectacular fashion. Yeah. A source told some other fucking radio that I'm not advertising for. The pilot was taken into custody for allegedly sending an email to his girlfriend in which he said if they did not reconcile their relationship, he was going to crash the plane. Well, I guess you just took care of your relationship, you dumbass. Some people are just assholes, people. All right. And with CBS, is rolling out a show this fall that hints at explicative in its title. Yeah, fuck my dad says. Shit my dad says. I guess that's what it's supposed to read. That's pretty cool. Watchdog Group, the Parents Television Council, is threatening the network's affiliates with a challenge to their broadcast licenses. At its upfront presentation in New York on Wednesday, CBS announced whatever the hell my dad says, a new comedy based on the popular Twitter feed Shit My Dad Says. Okay, somebody is
Twitter feed.
A Twitter feed.
Another way to bandwidth, if you ask me.
Fucking crazy. Who the hell sits in? Oh, wait a minute. I do know somebody who fucking sits there all goddamn day and just sits on Twitter like it's goddamn Yahoo, like it's an instant messenger. Like, you serious?
Don't you hate it when people tell every move they make on Twitter? I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm at the refrigerator getting a sandwich. Did anybody give a shit? I'm going out. Bye, motherfucker. Damn. I don't like some of you Twitters out there. You, whatever they call y'all motherfuckers. Twitterees or whatever the hell kind of name. Hell, shit. My Twitter nerd, that's what you do. Alright people, two more left and we're getting up out of here and getting back into some more depressing news. That'll be the water. Little Ferry, New Jersey, bus takes wrong students on field trip. Hell nah. Yeah, a bus meant to take middle schoolers on a field trip showed up early and mistakenly left with a load of high school students. Yeah. 7th and 8th grade students were scheduled to leave for a field trip to Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson at 9 a.m. The bus arrived early at 7:45 a.m. and filled up with students who thought the bus was their daily ride to Richfield Park High School. Come on, man. Come on. What was the driver smoking now? You clearly know you were supposed to be picking up some junior high school kids. and some big ass zit filled face teenagers get their high school overgrown asses onto the bus, titties and ass popped out, and you didn't think that was strange. Wow, these seventh and eighth graders really have grown. Motherfucker, please. All right, people. Last but not least, we're in Horn Lake, Tennessee, where city plans saggy pants ban ordinance. We already have that here in Florida, people, which I'm glad, because just like plumbers, I don't want to see the crack of your ass. Yeah. Officials in a Tennessee town said they were working on a new ordinance to ban locals from wearing their pants low enough to reveal underwear or bare backsides. Horn Lake Mayor Nat Baker and members of the Board of Aldermen said they have seen recent increases in men wearing their pants in the saggy fashion, leading them to seek a ban in the form of an ordinance. Not to be racist or anything, but the ordinance only came about when white boys started sagging their pants, man. As long as we was running around the damn neighborhood looking stupid, tripping over ourselves and letting the police catch us, it wasn't a problem here. It was up until goddamn Sheriff Smith's son now decides he wants to come with his motherfucking little half ass hanging out the goddamn shit, walking around just as stupid as we look in the goddamn neighborhood. This is what causes an ordinance. It's not racist, people. It's just the truth. That's how we got our shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, fucking wrong, stupid fashion. Shouts out to Florida UFOs, man. The Heavenly Angel, Jaime Garcia, Ms. Pamela M., Prophet Jackal, and Mr. Cyanide.
Thank you.
And, yeah, he's become an inadvertent,
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Yeah.
I thought I was a guest there. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
No. Not bad. All right, people. Since we got Mr. Prophet Jackal off up here, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get into some more hip-hop real quick. And I got to find
Smiley, Smiley, wait. You forgot somebody. If you look in the chat room, you forgot a shout-out.
Blowjob Bobby, who is that? Blowjob Must Call Mason, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, man. He never told us what that meant, but yeah. We all know what time it is. Okay, so what we're going to do a little bit here is... get into this one little quick jingle. Man, I sat there and watched goddamn some Weird Al little YouTubes, you know what I'm saying, and what he done did to other people's songs. And the one he did with R. Kelly, that Trapped in the Closet, you talking about something, I'm trapped in the drive-thru? Oh, man. If everybody ain't seen that one, go on and watch it. That shit's 11 minutes long, and this motherfucker, man, that is a fucking nutball. He's definitely a nutball. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog, though. Love some Weird Al Yankovic. Can't find any contact info for him, though. I wanted to try to see if I can find his manager or anything, but couldn't find any contact info for him to try to schedule him on the show. You know what I'm saying? I know he fits perfectly for this show.
That would be great if you got him.
Yeah, so if anybody knows how to work that magic and, you know, get in contact with Weird Al Yankovic, I will send you 25 virtual bucks that's redeemable virtually anywhere.
Just have you seen his Smells Like Nirvana clip?
Is that one?
Wait, yes, Smells Like Teen Spirit, but done his own version.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that one.
That's, I got to watch that one again, get my refresher on, you know what I'm saying? Because Weird Al is, he's the shit. Matter of fact, and also I got to make a quick plug, man, because we got something new we starting right here in Tampa, man. We need everybody's help. And I have to go to YouTube real quick and actually find it. We need some voting, though. We need some voting going down. We have the 813 battles. So if anybody likes hip-hop, man, and wants to judge, be a judge for battles, the best of three rounds, you know what I'm saying, please go to YouTube and check out Ashwood. And let's see, Ashwood versus. I'm going to drop the link, people. Ashwood versus AWOL. And what we need is just to leave a comment. So if you're not signed up to YouTube, you actually have to be signed up to YouTube and to leave a comment. And that's wait. So, you know, it's a thumbs up or whatever comment for up for Ashwood or up for AWOL. It's the best, you know what I'm saying, busted three rounds. Let me see if I can find this shit real quick. Where the hell was it at? Okay. Ashwood 00. I think that's what it's wrong. 00D. Ashwood. Round one. Ding, 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 ding. Now I'm going to let y'all hear this first round, man. Let y'all hear this first round real quick. Ashwood first.
Ashwood is like a brick wall. These niggas ain't home for me. I'm about to take them back to school like truancy. All these rappers claiming they hard. They got to prove to me. I don't rock with none of them. Fuck all the unity. Niggas taking shots. Then they hide behind the boys. Got me on their mind. Now they all paranoid. I'm looking for that fuck nigga that said I'm a fool. I'm on my fourth DVD. This shit still coming soon. Snatch the flag out your pocket. They burned it in your face. Wanna be a G, I put the urn in your face. Who this clown nigga, I won't take off his hat. Push it with Stephen Hale, not further back. It's a rap. Fucking with my income, death will be the outcome. Your written shit is dark, should've freestyled the album. Plenty text, Rasheed Wallace. I put your ass in the air like a busy pilot. Driving, I'm blowing crime. Feel like I'm on cloud nine. Pretty thing chilling with me, trust me, she wild fine. Simple chain of rain, the watch got the wild shine. Feeling like I'm staring at the mirror to tell time. Pills to the cane, I'm the reason for those pain. You broke and insane, can't afford you a fake chain. Everybody laughing, stop the joke at one point. The niggas in your crib got your mother at gunpoint.
Round one. This is round one. Give y'all a. I told him I was going to do this. I told him I was going to re-air so, you know, people can get a little taste of what y'all going to get into. You know what I'm saying? And this is just round one. You got three different rounds that they went into. You know what I'm saying? Real gutter. This is real gutter, but I got some real, you know, different plans for the battles coming up. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with a local gym, And I'm actually be bringing these cats into the gym, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to do this thing inside the boxing ring, you know. So I already got the idea and everything, you know, planned out. Just got to pretty much lock it down and get it going. So that's a little preview right there, you know what I'm saying? My dog, I thought I was going to go to AWOL and give you a little sample of AWOL. My Ashwood going in. So y'all go and check it out. Click on the link and or go to YouTube.com, man. Look up Ashwood. That's ASHW00D versus AWOL, AWOL. And it's 00, not OO. You can't put the OOs in. If you put OO, it won't pull up. It'll pull all up some other bullshit. But if you pull up Ashwood, W00D, the number 00D, and it'll pull up all the little Ashwood joints that he got up on here. So we got 1, 2, and 3 so far, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be up on here with my own. So that'll be at youtube.com/813battles. And that's what my official rendition of the battle, you know what I'm saying? We'll be putting all the little effects and kind of stuff to it. All right. And it's going down, man. So, yeah, shouts out to everybody out there. You know, all my strippers holding it down at McDonald's, Burger King, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, they work at the cashier's register during the daytime, but the strippers by night. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bringing me free food with fingers for the hookup. All right, and what the hell is this?
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Well, that's the only shit you hear if I was on the police department. You know what I mean? Dispatch, yeah, we got a small marijuana field. Yeah, because bitch, I mean, I motherfucker. What? Cutting the whole field down. When y'all get there, it's just going to be a small marijuana field. Since I do have to report it. Since I do have to report it. You know what I'm saying? See. You get that. Well, sir, what are all these holes? Shit. I don't know. Somebody must have got here before I got here. This is all I found. Yeah, it wasn't nothing else here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
the cops are reading.
That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. You got to love cops, man. You got to love cops. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got the best weed, too. Yeah, don't ever underestimate them, people. Your local police chapter has the best marijuana on the planet. All you got to do is go on up and ask an officer very nicely, "Hey man, can I get some of that evidence?"
Chances are they do more drug trafficking than the average criminal. So
you feel me? Come on, man. I be telling you, punk ass police.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
You know, we know you're a thief. We know you're hoarding. You're hoarding the Mary Jane, man. Let the Mary Jane go. Yeah, and the oil spill, people, might even affect your Mary Jane. And when it starts doing that, I'm going to go nutballs, all right? I'm nutballs. But till then, hey, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. 6 minutes left. What did I say? I was going to play the Jackal, didn't I? Did I play the Jackal? Yeah, okay. We're going to run into, let me play my homeboy real quick. This is T-Jeezy because he celebrated his birthday last night at Club Nouveau. I was too high and drunk to make it, but I partied with him in spirit. So I was actually there, but not there.
That's nice.
Yeah. So my help, your help, Monday, man. This is for you, homie. T-Jeezy. This is Hustle All Day, man. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, man. I'd like to thank everybody from around the world, and I mean the world. Tuning in each and every day, Monday through Saturday, man, or at least every day that the Lord allowed me to be up on here. Okay, time is money, so I never waste it. A record deal coming soon, I can taste it.
Cause the evil remote is close to me. To be nice, I sacrifice things like no sleep. I keep a library of lyrics on microfiche, creating concepts so deep. Niggas quote me, they rewind and interpret my rhymes to they homies. I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago. It's inevitable in 98 I'ma blow. Ever since 84 I've been in it to win it. But see back then we used to battle by spinning on the cement. You can't even absorb the rhymes I record or resolve the deep laws of the physics involved. I travel to the end of the universe and beyond. Parsecs out of range from a cellular star tech. From the galaxy of Andromeda I puzzle niggas like crop circles. Another unexplained phenomenon. Hey yo, 9 out of 10 of these rap artists is gone. You spineless, bombless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see that hip hop was never tarnished. So
if I'm gonna rob, I'ma rob all night. If I'm looking for something, it's probably a fight. If I'm going fuck bitches, then they better be tight. If that's dead, then the head better be right. If I got to play, I'ma play till I win. If I got to be here, can't wait to begin. Wanna fuck shorty, can't stand shorty friends. Cause honey friend fuck many, many men. Stay with the raps, cause the raps is real. Wanna fuck, then we fuck, already know the deal. Just fuck what you look like, just show the real. Then I keep a spot that we can go to chill. I love my get down for the hoes. Only reason I come around is for the hoes. Pipe work, I lay it down for the hoes. Hit them off with that dark brown, you know.
You spineless, bombless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop is never tarnished. So
how shall I please? Forever thugging on a quest to get cheese. Running from enemies ever since the days of the sea. I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Must be paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see me stacking cheese. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside. One in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 405. Beware strangers, hand on my 45. That's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know it till I'm gone. From out the gutter where the jealous motherfuckers roam. Pass the weed, let that energy get to me before the penitentiary.
Bombless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished. So
yo, I was sent here to save the game. Cause nowadays, shy niggas is fucking lame. Same shit, different song. Don't matter the artist, it's lyrically and shit going on. These motherfuckers rely on a good beat to sell. Cause truth is, man, they can't read or write well. So, they do what they do and I ain't hitting, but I know the truth. These homo niggas, man, they only go black. Cause half of these niggas in the hood now, they smoke crack. Man, don't make me snatch the crown off the artist who claims to be the king of rap. Come on. Fucking dig our niggas to talk back. One word player, and it's goodbye. Bye-bye, see ya later, nigga. See, I'm still trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Gotta get rich and die trying like 50 cents. And if you try to stop me from getting mine, I'm putting a few shells in your spine. It's me, the jackal, the king of your five crimes.